Hello, everyone. This is Hockey Talkie. I'm Travis. I got Scott and Jesse here today in the studio.
Yeah, we are back.
We had a little hiatus. The flu's going around and stuff, and no one wants to be talking with a group of people when you have the flu.
No, people are sick. Yeah, whatever. No real other excuses, I guess.
It happens. Yeah. How's it going, Scott?
Good. It's been like 4 months.
And the fans were demanding you were back.
I know. Back by popular demand.
Yeah. Back by popular demand. All right. We got the news for the last couple weeks with some injuries. We got the schedules, the hard and the soft schedules for the week. And then we're going to play a little game. This is why we brought Scott in today. We're going to play Keep, Trade, Cut. And I will explain it when we get to it.
All right. So it's not like Saw, right? Where you're like, I want to play a game.
No, there's no games like that.
Okay.
You're not going to saw off your limb in order to survive.
I would cut off my limb for Ladd right now.
For Andrew Ladd. No. Okay.
That's depressing.
That is so depressing.
Let's go into the news, and we'll just kind of roll over it quickly with players that are filling in for these players that are injured. Robin Lehner is day-to-day. If you need a goalie to pick up, Saros. Right, that's how you say it, from Nashville?
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's an awesome goalie.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I think he's... I don't know how you take over Rene's job, but I mean, there's a little goaltending controversy, so we'll see what happens there.
They might split
a
little bit.
He's getting splits, yeah.
And then someone else that I briefly thought off the top of my head was someone that Scott might know. Your Detroit goalie there.
Mr. Coro.
Coro.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good.
What is he, 4-1-1 now?
Yep.
Yeah. That's okay.
And
he's somebody that's been in the AHL for years upon years.
Has he been there for a while? That team in front of him as well and everything, so.
Those are goalies that no one's picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked him up and I looked like a hero yesterday, so.
Did you? You picked him up for one game?
Picked him up for one game.
Wow. That's bold.
Against Pittsburgh, even.
Yeah, casual.
I'm a genius.
Casual Pittsburgh win, yeah.
That's why you're here, to give those genius predictions.
Those one in a million long shots.
Okay, Anisimov is day-to-day. Right now, he's still listed as playing today. But if he doesn't, Tanner Kuro?
I have no idea. Never heard of the kid. Is he a rook call-up? Do we know anything about him?
Don't know anything about him, but okay. He's going to move up with Kane and Panarin. Maybe a spot play?
Yeah, maybe. That's a pretty stretch play, but...
People like Chicago. Chicago gets points.
They've also got a tough matchup against Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I can't imagine that's going to be a super high-scoring game.
Yeah, no, I mean, they started Kemper last night, so that means Dubs in for sure. So, I wouldn't go too crazy. But if he's playing on the line, you know, there you go. That's someone.
Steer away. Bobrovsky is day-to-day right now. It just said illness.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So I'm assuming it's the flu, it's going around.
I think he's supposed to be back right away.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think so too. The Florida guys, Barkov and Bjugstad, are still out. Both another month away, is what they were saying.
Wow, even with Huberto still? Like, that's like a whole line. Like, literally just delete a line off Florida. That's disgusting. This team is going to tank. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're not going to... They might have a push at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, February, you know, good month.
How long do you keep these guys for that are out a month?
Well, if you got a spot, I guess that's about it. I mean, if not, you cut them. I mean, I'm not a Bjugstad fan. He kind of underachieves, in my opinion. But Barkov's the number one player on that team, so he's worth keeping, I guess. But if you're a Bjugstad owner, just cut him. Or Bjugstad, sorry. Cut him.
Who else is there? Gallagher?
You own Gallagher, Scott, didn't you?
I used to, yeah.
Has he played at all?
He was not. I think he had 20 points in the 40 games or so that he played. So, kind of a disappointment by everyone's standards. He's going to be out for 2 months.
He's out for a good 2 months.
Good old Shea Weber.
Oh, yeah, he hit him with a shot, right?
Yeah,
his hand. Yeah. Man, I haven't heard that name in a while. There you go, Gallagher. Okay.
Roman Yussi.
Yeah.
Upper body injury. He went straight to IR. They didn't even give him like a day-to-day or reevaluation, just straight to IR.
Yeah, I was watching that game. Yossi smashed Rask. Rask left the game. I was kind of stoked because I was playing against Rask, and then literally the next shift, McQuaid tunes him in pretty good. So it didn't look like that bad of a hit, to be honest. I'm actually surprised it went straight to IR. He seemed pretty cognizant, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, after the hit. He was ready to play, and then he got mad. They took him to the concussion room. So it hasn't really been labeled. I guess upper body injury could be anything, I guess. It's probably concussion symptoms, if I had to guess.
If he wasn't happy to go to the locker room, it's probably concussion-esque. Something I can think of. Ryan Ellis is still the only defenseman standing there because Subban's still out for
Ellis month. And Ekholm, I say, are the next two. But Ellis has the more offensive upside, but it's kind of tough right now on Nashville D-line. I don't know.
And they're trying to make a push, too. They're out of the wild card right now.
The team should be so much better.
They should be really good.
So much better than they are.
I know. I was hyping it all pre-year and all year about, like, it's just disgusting. Like, Fisher shouldn't be the scorer on this team. It's too frustrating.
Yeah, leading the team in points.
Like, I mean, you got, like, Watson and Yarnkark, and, like, these are the guys that score for this team now. Man, it's weird.
Forsberg's been playing better. Yeah, he's been playing better.
Arvidsson looks good.
Yeah, Arvidsson's the bright spot. Yeah. There you go. Arvidsson. Yeah, that kid is fast. Holy.
Knock on wood, he doesn't get injured.
Yeah.
Letang, with his yearly injury, went out last game. They say he's playing today or tomorrow. Like, he's not officially injured yet.
Do we know what happened? I didn't watch that game. Not a Pens fan. I don't know if he got hit. Just...
No, but we heard about it.
Gust from wind Penn or something. Yeah. Like, I don't... Okay. Obviously, he grabbed Schultz if he's still there. I'm sure someone dropped him now that Letang is back. You can get a day or two out of Schultz production, so... That's the best advice I can give there.
Yeah, Trevor Daly's an easy pickup there.
Yeah.
My boy Patrick Laney's out with a concussion. He's not on the IR yet, so I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's no timetable, so I don't know.
That's the worst, have no timetable on your injured player.
It's because it's a concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're tricky.
And he's such a star now that they got to, like they're going to baby him, like, mad, so... I don't know. I don't know about his young career if he's had concussion issues before. I don't know how savage the Finnish Elite League is for hits. I would say not too bad. I don't know if he had any...
I don't think he would be number two if he had concussion problems.
Yeah, I don't...
I would say this is probably his first concussion, and they need to take every measure to ensure that the second one that he gets doesn't kill him.
Destroy him, yeah. Makes sense, man.
He didn't travel with the team for their... road trip. They had a 3-game road trip or something, but they expected him to be skating after the road trip.
Okay.
So whether that means comes back in 2 weeks or a month,
yeah,
who knows?
Obviously, if you have Laney, you're keeping him. Nothing else you can do about it. It sucks, but...
Yep, my IR is full, and he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to get rid of him.
If you're making a push, trade him.
No way.
You can get super value out of the guy. If you're not, obviously in a non-keeper league, is what I'm trying to say.
I'll trade you Ovechkin for him right now. Right now on the pod.
Of course I'd give you Ovechkin for Laney.
Really?
That's crazy. I offered you Ovechkin like years ago.
Years ago. All right, let's move on to the schedules before we get into our game for the week. There's some teams that have really hard schedules. Colorado plays Chicago, Anaheim, San Jose.
Yeah, that's an 0-3.
They are not going to win a game.
Not that.
Colorado is going to finish 30 of 30.
Oh, yeah.
It
doesn't matter what their schedule is. They could be playing... medium teams, and they're still going to lose.
Okay, here's
that team's going to be completely overhauled. Say bye-bye to Duchesne and Landeskog.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question. Expansion team or Colorado next year? Which one finishes higher?
Well, that's fun.
The Las Vegas Golden Knights, by the way.
I think there's some good players that teams can't keep.
I agree. I think the Golden Knights are going to finish better than Colorado, and that's an expansion. There's enough trash players like Stepniaks to put together a team. Like, I mean, that you could just sort of – you'll get a good goalie on that team too. So I just
– But they're going to have Varlamov.
I think Anaheim is going to either lose Silverberg or Fowler.
Fowler, yeah, that's true.
And I mean, like, either of those two guys, you can start a team around.
Unreal. Yeah, absolutely, man.
So.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because – I'm not a Colorado fan, but they're going to be in the basement for a bit. I don't know. I know they want young Demon for Landeskogs and Duchesne, some picks, but that's not going to turn around that team anytime soon.
They need so much help. All right, Anaheim plays St. Louis, Tampa, Minnesota, and then they get the Colorado game at the end of the week. So that's four games, but three of them are going to be tough, low-scoring games. Detroit plays Boston, Montreal, Rangers, the three best goalies in the league probably right now, well, aside from Dubnyk. And then they play Buffalo at the end, so Detroit is going to have a tough time scoring in those games.
Yeah, that's a...
Detroit's also, like, the worst team in the league right now, too. So,
anything is hard for them.
They're so, so painful to watch because you have no idea which team is going to show up. Like, the team that played last night to beat Pittsburgh, the second period on, they were fantastic. First period was awful. But, like, it was a completely different team in the second period. So, yeah. I foresee Detroit going maybe 1 out of 4.
You just think that just the Buffalo gift? Maybe?
I don't even think Buffalo's a gift. I think they lose to Buffalo. I think they maybe pull off a sneaky Ranger win.
Okay.
But I think Montreal beats them.
Yeah.
Boston's
a tough...
And, yeah. Boston's got D and goaltending, so...
And so, they're scoring.
So, if we're sake of argument here for Detroit, are they a home team or an away team this year, or has it just been awful?
They're an away team.
They're actually being an away team this year. Okay. Because I didn't see a lot of home wins, and I was just curious if it was...
Yeah, they're above 500 on the road and below 500 at
home. Okay.
So, which is usually the complete opposite.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Joe Louis Arena is pretty... Have they moved yet or no?
It's famous.
No, next year.
Next year they move. Okay, so I can still say that for now.
All right, let's go on to the soft schedules. Florida plays Calgary, Oilers, Vancouver that are in the Western Canada swing. This is a chance for Florida to get on track, get something going.
Yeah, those are...
Won't happen.
Yeah, I would say they win one of those three games, but it's a necessary... I mean, that's as soft as you're going to get, really, outside of a triple homestead with Colorado, but...
Calgary and Edmonton are playoff teams right now.
Yeah, they're
so,
which is
like,
crazy.
And Florida isn't.
And Vancouver's on, like... What is it? 6-game win streak or something disgusting? 7-game win streak, actually?
I think they just broke it.
Or did they just lose last game?
6 or something, yeah.
Who did they play? That doesn't matter.
Minnesota plays New Jersey, Coyotes, and then Anaheim.
So yeah, that's good for my Dubnyk. I like that.
They're going to...
No complaints there.
They're going to get two of those at least. San Jose plays Winnipeg, Tampa, and then Colorado two times.
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest schedule there.
That is soft.
Winnipeg has no goaltending.
Nope.
And then the other teams are trash.
Tampa is, like, seriously Jekyll and Hyde team. They can get destroyed so easily. And obviously Colorado.
Colorado two times.
Yeah, that's... Here's your free points.
Oh. Like, I want San Jose players just for this week to play Colorado twice.
Ugh.
Another schedule note is that Toronto plays four games all at home this week. Hmm. Toronto usually plays better at home, so they could get 5 goals a game. And that's enough to make... They might not win them, but it's enough to have fantasy-relevant players on their team.
Yeah, something to look at. I know LA's been home for 7, I think, in a row, and they've been just clocking it. Cleaning it up. So, some teams are just awesome at home. I feel Toronto is one of those. You have to be good at home. Otherwise, they just, like, I don't know, bottle your plane as you try to take away. Like, I mean, this is not a very friendly city for that. So, I imagine they'll be extra motivated for 4 at home. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's nice. I would like that if I like Toronto at all. I'd watch all those games.
I actually like Toronto. I'm probably like a bandwagon kind of guy here, but I'm not like cheering for Toronto. But like, I like Toronto a lot. I think they're probably one of the funnest teams to watch.
They're definitely getting better.
They're just cool. I mean, I don't know. I like it's just...
Yeah, they can like come back from 4-0.
Yeah, or...
Or completely blow 4-0,
like,
which
is
awesome.
Yeah,
that's fun to watch.
It is. Seriously, it's sick. Like, they score 4, and then a team scores 4 in the third, and they win like 5-4. And
I think the average age is like 16, so...
Either way, it's a high blood pressure team. Whenever you're watching games, your heart's just giving her.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Wouldn't want to be a Toronto fan.
Yeah.
I'd have a cornea.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, let's move on. We're going to go on to keep trade cut. So this is going to be the bulk of the podcast. We're going to go through players, different scenarios, and Jesse and Scott and myself are going to pick players out of there that we would keep, one that we would trade, and one that we would just straight up cut. So there's going to be some high-profile players. Maybe you're looking for a center, and you can only keep one of these guys. You have to cut one and stuff. So we're going to have some conversations, so you guys feel free to jump in and say whatever you want, but you have to prove it. You have to prove why you're going to do this.
Okay.
You can't just say you're going to cut someone.
My body is ready.
You ready?
Oh, so ready.
So ready.
They're stretching right now. Get those hammies warmed up. All right. Okay. So the first one is, the category is heating up guys. So guys that are heating up right now.
Makes sense.
You got Tavares, you got Forsberg, and you got Kuznetsov. All have had probably points in the last 5 games. Keep, trade, cut,
go. I'll go first for this one. I would trade Tavares. He's had 5 goals in 2 games. The team is still awful. So any other manager that sees a 5 goal in 2 games, yeah, and it is Tavares. Tavares' name still holds weight. I would move Tavares, get something out of it. This is a tough one for me. Kuznetsov for Forsberg.
You have them both.
I literally own both. I actually owned Tavares at 1.2. I would rather keep... Oh, man.
Because one of them you're just going to have to cut.
Yeah, Forsberg's been so steady, and he's coming back. And that team has no scoring outside of that. But I would keep Kuznetsov. I mean, the Capitals are on an 8-game win streak. It looks to be 9 against Philly today. I can't argue with that kind of production. So I would sadly cut Philip Forsberg and keep Kuznetsov and move Tavares for, I don't know, some sort of other fantasy asset. That's my... for those three. What do you think, Scott?
What do you think?
I completely agree with the Tavares move.
Yep.
Extract as much value as you can.
I would agree.
He's got no support on the island, so, I mean, Anders Lee can only...
Bailey
Lee. He's got a ceiling, for sure. But I'm going to disagree with you on Kuznetsov, because I really like Philip Forsberg. He's a good two-way guy. He gets tons of minutes, and he's not dependent on Ovechkin to get him points. He can do everything. I feel like Kuznetsov is piggybacking on Backstrom and
Ovechkin. No, absolutely, yeah.
So,
yeah,
as a standalone player, I would keep Philip Forsberg, because eventually Nashville is going to come back, and they're going to do something, and they're going to look a lot better than what they are now. So, give me a healthy Subban and Yossi and...
Yeah, that team will be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way better.
I'm keeping Tavares. If this comes to me, Tavares has the chance to be traded to a contender. He's going to be traded.
Judging by, like, the answer that he gave the media
about
wanting to stay in...
Well, they have to say that.
I don't think he needed to.
Yeah.
I think if he wanted out, he would just say, I'm just...
You say, yeah, I enjoyed, like, my time
there's,
here.
There's no comment at this time. Or, like, leave me alone or something. As opposed to reaffirming his commitment to New York. Because you don't need to do that.
Okay, so I'm assuming that Tavares could potentially be moved. I'll keep Tavares for that hope. I will trade Kuznetsov because he's on a high-flying team. And I'll drop Forsberg.
Because
he's under the radar. Okay. Next category here, just guys that are insanely consistent right now. You got Jeff Carter, Eric Staal, and Kessler.
So 2 out of the 3 guys that I used to own and have traded.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's literally your roster.
Perfect.
So you would have cut 2 of them.
Yeah.
Keep, trade, cut. Scott, you want to go first?
Oh.
Carter, Staal, Kessler.
I gotta keep Staal, just because Minnesota looks great. Their goal differential is amazing. So top line is Staal, Coyle, and somebody. It doesn't matter.
I actually don't even know their other winger. Because I know it's Granlund, Zucker, Koivu is the second line. And I think it's...
Parise!
Oh my god. See, that's how under the radar Parise is. Such a ghost
player.
Yeah,
I guess that... Yeah, they must have moved him out, because I thought he was playing second line for a little while there. But, yeah, so a couple of old guys playing with a pretty young guy, and they're doing really, really well. So, yeah, so keep Eric Staal, trade Carter, because he's doing really, really good. And, again, just extract the maximum value for somebody that's got the second most goals in the league, I think, right now.
Pretty close. 25-ish.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On pace, 50-goal season. I mean, that's kind of, that's insane for the Kings.
And then you're going to drop Kessler.
Yeah, I just don't like Kessler. So
just, I mean, for personal reasons.
I personally hope that he's listening right now, because I dislike him as a human being, and I would just get rid of him.
That's hilarious. For me, it's a pretty close. I keep Carter. I'm a Kings fanboy. I think Kings are just heating up. He's got 50-goal potential season. I got to hang on to him. For trade, I would trade Staal. Same reason Scott said, he's super consistent right now on a great line, extract the value. And yeah, Kessler's an easy drop for me. The Ducks are a weird team. Kessler's a second line player. The rest of these guys are top line players. Yeah, that's for me. I would do that for sure. Definitely keep Carter. That's my
Carter
to get away from my opinion there.
I'm gonna keep Staal.
Oh, there we go.
I like Staal.
Two against three.
Minnesota's just too strong. Like, yeah, their whole team is just so strong. It would be hard to drop. But then I'm going to trade Kessler, because he has insane value in fantasy right now. He's number 30 in our league.
But do you think he has more value than Carter?
Yeah, because Carter...
Where's Carter in our league right now? Is he not top 30?
He's got to be.
He's got to be top 30.
Yeah, he's like 25 goals.
Yeah, he's 25.
Yeah.
But he has the exact same fantasy points as Kessler.
Well, Kessler gets Pim, I guess, or whatever. Extraneous stats.
These are all, these guys are close. They are close.
Yep.
In points and everything. So.
No, mine was just a personal reason.
Yeah, we know that. All right, you got young snipers, Patrick Kane, Tarasenko, or Sagan, all within 2 or 3 points of each other, fantasy wise.
Okay, well this is like unfair, but okay. Keep Tarasenko. He's young. He scores. He's literally the whole team. I don't know.
Both of them are.
This
Kane
is a horrible one. I don't even feel good about any answer I give here. I'm gonna get flamed by anyone. how can you cut Kane? You an idiot. Oh my goodness. Okay, no. Realistically, okay. I'm Jesse. I'm looking at these players.
Let's say for
I'm like drafting these guys. I'm trying to think. Okay.
You need a winger, and you can only have two left wings.
Yeah.
You already have someone, so you need to pick one of these three.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I keep.
That's a brutal quiz.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I keep Sagan. I trade Kane, and I cut Tarasenko. I can't give you a lot of good reasons for it. This is my gut pick and just my fun picks for this. Sagan, I think we'll end up with around 80 points. Obviously, all these guys are going to be around there. There's not a lot of justification I can give for this question, unfortunately. But if I was in this freak scenario, I like Sagan more than the other guys. So I would keep Sagan. Kane has god-tier trade value. You could literally get anyone, I think, almost anyone. And Tarasenko's on the Blues. Blues look kind of bad, so sure, I would cut Tarasenko.
The Stars look bad, though.
Yeah, but Sagan's...
I think Sagan's my drop.
There you go.
I'm actually going to completely agree with Jesse.
Oh! 3 for 3.
Know. 3 for 3. I mean, Sagan plays with Jamie Benn. If Dallas gets any form of goaltending, they become a contender.
They should be.
Yeah.
They're going to do something, and I think they're going to go after somebody like Bishop to kind of round it out. Dallas will be just a completely different team within 2 years, and they will be the top of the West, because they have the ability to score 6-7 goals per game, and much of that is going to be Sagan, Ben.
Maybe Fleury goes there.
Huh? I don't know if that fixes their goaltending.
Yeah, it's an up. Well, I don't know if it's an upgrade. I don't know.
I feel like it's more of the same. Like,
yeah,
more like Niemi used to be good. Streak. He's not in Dallas.
Yeah,
Lettinen used to be good. He's not anymore.
Yeah.
Fleury is on his, not his way out, but I think he's got maybe a few more.
Yeah,
a few more seasons.
Yeah.
But he can't be the number one anywhere. I think he's good for 40, 50 starts.
Yeah, timeshare.
You need a better 1A, 1B combo.
Yeah.
And then obviously Patrick Kane is, I mean, get what you can get.
Extract.
And then I just feel like Tarasenko does everything for the Blues.
Yeah. Okay, I'm keeping Tarasenko. I'm trading Kane because he's a high-profile name. And I'm dropping Sagan because the Stars are terrible.
There we go.
Let's keep going.
Let's move on then.
We got Young Guns here. Ehlers.
Okay.
Or Ehlers?
It's Ehlers.
Ehlers. Yeah. Ehlers. Draisaitl.
Yeah.
Or Wenberg.
Okay. Oh, keeping Draisaitl.
Ooh.
You kidding me? Like this.
Keep in mind, these are all guys within like 2 fantasy points of each other.
I don't care. Draisaitl is so good. Like just.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the other guys are good and they have lots of ceiling as well, but. I mean, especially if Draisaitl is going to play with McDavid for a majority of his career.
Are you agreeing with that, Jesse? You're shaking your head yes.
No, yeah, I...
agree with anyway, keeping Draisaitl?
Well, if you want...
Just the one keep.
Of these three, Draisaitl's the keep, for sure.
Okay, I would agree.
Yeah, I think this one's...
So we're all keeping Draisaitl, yeah. But who are we cutting and who are we trading?
I don't think Columbus is as good... as they're playing. I think, you know, everything's just kind of falling into place for them and they're getting some good breaks and everybody's playing at the absolute best they can. I think next year, when we look at Wenberg's stats, it's going to be considerably less.
Definitely regress.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. If you look at Wenberg in particular, he's a power play point guy. He just gets power play assists. Like, seriously, I don't see a lot of even strength mastery from him. Ehlers was basically unstoppable when Laney was back. I own Scheifele, so that Scheifele-Ehlers-Laney line was actually one of the best lines in the league. Obviously, with Laney down, Ehlers has dropped significantly, but you still keep... Well, I guess in this position, you trade him, because you know when Laney comes back, he's going to command that value. Wenberg's an easy cut for me here, because, like I said, majority are just power play points. Eventually, I mean, you know, things come to the mean, hopefully, so I don't know. I don't know. That one. Yeah, I think that's... That's for me. I would agree with that.
I agree with you guys.
Okay.
Oh, we can all simpatico. So
nice. There we go. That feels good.
All right. We'll move on then to rookies. Laney, Matthews, Murray.
Oh, Mantha's not on there. You didn't even...
No, Mantha's not on there.
I'm going to sneak him in.
Laney, Matthews, Murray.
Keep
trade cut.
As of this exact second or of like the season?
Well, for the whole season, Laney, they're all healthy.
I do keep Matthews, because Matthews is unstoppable. I'm Matthews' homeboy. He's so good. I would trade Laney, because he's injured, get your max value out of it. And the Pittsburgh looks weird. They're splitting Fleury and Murray back and forth right now, so I would do a cut on Murray, which is kind of gross. But if I had to, out of those three, that's my choice there.
Scott?
I feel bad for agreeing with Jesse.
Again?
Again. I think Matthews is going to get tons of goals and tons of assists, and Laine is going to get a bunch of goals.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many assists he has, but I feel like he's doing most of the goal scoring for Winnipeg. And then, just with the goalie confusion in Pittsburgh, if it's this year, then... get rid of the guy that's only playing 60% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you guys on the Murray cut, but I'm keeping Laney, and I'm trading Matthews, because Matthews has a little bit more of a household name than Laney, and Laney has better supporting cast in Winnipeg.
Well, I believe Winnipeg is the better team on paper right now, but Toronto's playing
Scheifele and Ehlers?
Toronto's playing better.
Who does Matthews play with?
He plays with Hyman and Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, those guys are good, man. Brown's amazing.
Toronto's in a playoff spot right now, are they not?
They gotta be by now.
I don't think they're in one yet.
I think they are. And Winnipeg is definitely on the outside looking in.
Yeah, they're gotta be wild card for Winnipeg, I think.
Okay, what about those? Which line would you rather have? Well, Laine's line or Matthews' line?
Yeah, obviously, Scheifele, Ehlers, Laney is incredible. But
yeah, there's Toronto in a playoff spot.
Yep.
Where's Winnipeg?
It's not about the whole team.
No, I know. But yeah, so I mean,
even if this year ended and Laney wasn't injured and they both played 82 games, I still feel Matthew would have more points than Laney. Just because of the assist categories, I think he'd have he should have a 30-30 year, like 30 goals, 30.
That's kind of what we thought at the beginning, too.
Yeah, and that's, like, minimum for goals. I mean, he could easily get 40 goals the way it's going.
I predict Laine gets 30 goals and, like, 15 assists. Maybe 20.
Yeah, I would, 20 assists.
I mean, so if it's a goal-heavy pool, then maybe that adjusts things. But yeah. Matthews is the better all-around player.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
Okay, let's go on to next one. Power forwards. James Van Riemsdyk.
Players I like.
Blake Wheeler. Or Pacioretty.
This one is easy.
Easy.
Keep Pacioretty. He is on fire. He is the only player on that team that scores. You trade JVR. I love JVR. Fantastic player. Cut Wheeler. He is not even close to the radar of the Winnipeg anymore. He plays second line, which is hard for me to say. I love Wheeler, but Pacioretty for me is the have to keep there, and JVR's trade him to that, you know, Toronto homer in your league and get some value there. So that's for me those three.
I will just present a counter argument because I'd probably agree with Jesse here again, but I think I would keep JVR because I think he is not going to stay in Toronto for a whole lot longer.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think if he goes to a contender, they're going to give him top line.
Oh, my goodness. He has to get, yeah.
So for that reason, for potential, the potential move, I will keep JVR to see what he can do on a better team. And, yeah, since Pacioretty is really good right now, and I'm not a huge Montreal fan, just because they're a one-line team. Get rid of him, yeah. And then, yeah, agree with Wheeler, because,
yeah,
whatever.
Pacioretty actually gets moved down when Galchenyuk is back. So,
yeah, he gets, yeah. The only, yeah, the thing is, like, what you said with JVR is JVR only plays 14 minutes a game. Like, it's so weird, his, like, usage on Toronto.
But I think every line, like Babcock rolls four lines.
But so that's just Toronto, exactly.
It's very evenly weighted, so everybody plays pretty close to...
JVR's on the third line right now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like third in quotation marks. Because, yeah, look at this line. Bozak and Marner. Those are the always guys you see on the score sheets. Like, it's insane.
Toronto's building the Pittsburgh team that won the Cup with speed and youth running three lines. Kessel was on the third line. Now JVR is on the third line. All right, I agree. I would...
One of us is right.
Yeah, one of us.
Oh, my goodness, Case. I would keep JVR.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are monsters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you cutting Wheeler or are you cutting Patches?
I'm cutting Wheeler.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That one seems to make sense.
All right. So next one, number ones. So the number one forward, the number one defenseman, number one goalie, McDavid, Burns, Bobrovsky.
This is super easy.
Is it?
Keep McDavid, trade Burns, cut Bobrovsky.
Again, goalies are a premium in fantasy.
Columbus is not good enough to have, like, Bobrovsky will not win 16 games in a row.
Well, then insert another goalie that you think is better, more consistent than Bobrovsky. Say Dubnyk.
Yeah, or Price.
Okay, say Price then instead.
Even if he adds a different goalie for me, it's...
Goalies are a premium in every fantasy league. You got to remember that.
For our particular pool, and speaking for myself, I do Burns, trade McDavid, cut Bobrovsky. That's just because there's such a monster value for a Burns player. Like Burns,
and defensemen are a premium,
like Burns
too.
Is a freak stat athlete. Obviously, long-term...
Burns is old, though.
Yeah, I mean, Burns is 31. Obviously, we're comparing a 20-year-old to a 31-year-old in McDavid. I'm just saying, as a season-by-season, I would rather have Burns than McDavid this season.
I suppose if you were to ever trade McDavid, you could get literally whatever you wanted for the rest of time.
You could solve...
So, I... Will
that's my own.
Will five really good players get more points than a one McDavid? I guess
that's my only.
So if you can do it that way,
are you changing your answer then, Scott? Or are you still keeping McDavid?
I'm still an Oilers fan, so
yeah. And I said that's the only reason I'm saying, like, of those three players, like, to solve your team, yeah, you literally extract anything you want out of McDavid. In our league, Burns is weighted very, very heavily. He hits, he shoots, he scores, he does literally everything. I wouldn't be surprised if he's number one in our league.
Like, yes.
Okay, no surprise there. And Bobrovsky is just the odd man out. It just is unfortunate. I don't think any goalie here would even make me change my position.
Not even Price
or
Holtby or something?
No, there's no goalie. Holtby, none of those guys would have me.
Maybe Holtby last year.
What did he get?
50 wins?
48 wins. He tied it, right? 48 or 50 wins or something?
I thought he got 50 wins. didn't he?
Maybe it was
50. I don't remember what
I had
it
to
was
look
last
at the
year.
Record, man. I feel so dumb for not even knowing. It had to be 50. Yeah, but yeah, I guess a 50-win goalie. I mean, my goodness, that's a lot of points. But, yeah, this year right now, that's me, is if I had to pick that. But, I mean, like I said, it is...
I would literally cry if I traded McDavid.
Yeah, it would be so...
Like, it's not, like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
I would trade him for real money, though.
Well, you've been trying to trade
him. Trade him for real money, because I think it's awesome if you can trade a fantasy player for something real, something tangible.
What was the going rate? I think it was, what,
250?
250?
250.
250, that's what we're told.
For a fantasy player.
Okay, there we go. All
right, I'm going to... I'm actually going to keep McDavid.
Kept.
Because I'm going... If I have any sort of keepers in this league, if this is a redraft league, I'm not going to keep McDavid. But if it's... Obviously. If I have keepers for the next 5 years or something, I can keep one guy kind of thing. I'm going to keep McDavid forever and build my team around him. I'm going to trade Burns because he's the highest defenseman in most fantasy leagues right now.
Yeah.
And he demands huge value. Right? That's what I'm going to do. Okay, the Dish Masters. Thornton, Getzlaf, Backstrom. Keep trade cut.
Okay.
I really don't like any of these
players. Yeah, I was going to say.
You don't like any of them? Because they don't score.
No, I just, I mean, Thornton's like 100 years old.
They're all on powerhouse teams.
I wouldn't consider San Jose powerhouse.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is tough for me because I don't know how to extract value from any of these guys in a trade. Like, okay, me, Capitals fan, easy keep Backstrom, plays top line, 22 minutes of games, that's easy, keep Backstrom. But with these next two players, what do you get out of these guys? Who am I trading Thornton or Getzlaf to get something out of my team? I trade Getzlaf and cut Thornton.
I'll do...
Just out of age.
I'll invert Thornton and Getzlaf. I'll trade Thornton and
cut Getzlaf, yeah.
Well, I feel like they're all so close that it... I mean, whoever wants Thornton would also accept a Getzlaf.
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I don't, what about you, Travis?
I'm going to... This is so hard because they all have elite scores with their team.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking at the passers. I'm looking at Ovechkin, Perry, and Pavelski. So Perry is the one guy that I'm cutting.
Yeah.
But I really like Pavelski and I really like Ovechkin.
Perry's got, what, 7 goals this year?
Yeah, something like that. That's why he's the cut. Well, that's why Getzlaf's the cut.
Really? He's sub 10 goals? I'd have to look at that. That's crazy.
I'm like... Don't quote me on that. I wouldn't bet tons of money. But I thought he just got like an empty netter, and that was like his 7th or 8th goal of the season, or something like that.
I will.
That would be crazy.
Let's take a look. Anyway, yeah, keep going on your.
I'm gonna say. I'm actually gonna go with Backstrom. Just age. You're right. Backstrom, trade Thornton, Getzlaf, cut. All right, next category.
Perry has 8 goals. You are so close. 8 goals in 45 games. Sad. That's got to be a career low. That's 16 goals. Sorry, 15, I guess.
I guess that's why we all cut Getzlaf.
Yeah, that's an easy cut.
All right. The next one is bruisers. So guys that have over 40 penalty minutes.
Nice.
Right now, okay?
I'm so keeping Shaw.
Shaw is not in there.
He's not? Okay.
No. And I'm talking about the same points, too. So they got to be scores and over the pin.
Oh, okay.
So you got Simmons, Marchand, and Radulov.
This one's easy for me. I am a huge...
You love Simmons.
I'm not going to go over it. Simmons is a god. my favorite player. For trading, I would trade Marchand. Dude just got a 5-point night yesterday. I'm pretty sure that commands mega value. Yeah. And then just cut Radulov. He's got a 1-year contract. Who knows what he does? I don't know. He could tail off. He's consistent right now, but... Yeah. Keep Simmons, trade Marchand to someone, and cut Radulov.
Yeah. Cutting Radulov, keeping Marchand, though.
Oh.
I don't know. Philly's all over the place.
Oh, yeah,
they are.
Like, they can win 7-0, or they can lose 7-0, and it doesn't make any sense. Like, with the amount of talent on that team, they should never be shut out.
No, for scoring.
And it mystifies me, so... Boston is pretty consistent, and Marchand is top line and looked good ever since the Worlds. So,
yeah, just to validate your point. I just checked the score. It is a casual 5-0 Washington. That game has now ended. So, case in point for Philly, I haven't checked who scored for Washington. I'm praying it's people I own. But nonetheless, that is exactly what happens in Philly. It's just carnage. Like, how do you have players like Drew, Shen, Voracek, Konechny, Couturier, Ghost Bear? I mean, it goes on, and these guys can't score. This is disgusting.
I think you picked up Williams, right?
Yeah, did he show up?
Yeah, you got two.
Oh. Ooh, Williams with two. All right, let's keep moving on.
Well, you didn't say who you're going to. What are you doing?
I am going to do the same thing as Scott.
There you go.
I'm keeping Marchand. Simmons, I'm trading because he has huge value, and then Radulov.
Okay.
Yeah. Backup goalies. All
right.
So we got Fleury. Ranta. Oh, why do I always say that like that?
Ratna.
I always say it so weird. And then you got Darling.
Trade Fleury. Keep Ranta.
Ranta.
Cut Darling. I don't really have a lot of stats for that. But Fleury still plays for Pittsburgh, and he's worth something. I don't think you can extract any value out of any of those other guys. That's the only reason I even traded Fleury. And then Darling, he doesn't play enough, unfortunately. And so, and Ranta had a stretch where he played for Lundqvist, so that's, for me, that would be it.
I would keep Fleury just because I think he's going to get an opportunity as the number one somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Even though he doesn't really deserve it at his play. And I think somebody's going to take a chance, like, out of necessity for goaltending, and they're going to... So, I mean, it could even be Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, if, like, he gets bought out, like they're saying, that is an easy target for a $1 million contract. So he's going somewhere to be a starter, for sure.
So in that regard. And then I think Ranta is going to ride the pines until Lundqvist retires.
Yeah.
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 Slowly start waiting it the other way. But, I mean, he looks really, really good, but I just don't think he's going to get the starts until Lundqvist either goes down or retires.
Yeah. Because Lundqvist, I think, is 36. 35 or 36?
35.
He's getting up there, but he's still so solid.
Yeah. But, man.
The team helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still say 2 years left, I think. That's my generous estimate for Lundqvist.
I think he becomes the backup to Ranta within 2-3 years.
Do you think he grinds it out to 40? Like, you think he's that kind of guy?
How old's Luongo? They're going to be the same age.
Luongo's 36, I think.
I thought he was older
than 38, maybe?
I think he's 38.
Maybe 38.
Mm-hmm.
Late.
All right, let's keep moving on. I'm going to agree with Scott.
Get out of my head.
Flurry.
Pick your own answers.
We got two more goalie ones here.
Okay, what do we got?
Goalies that took the job. Budaj, Grice, Vasilevskiy.
Okay, this one's easy for me. Yeah. Keep Budaj. He is a god. Grice is a...
Budaj is going to be a backup as soon as Quick comes
back. Budaj's gone in a month. Okay, sorry. Keep Grice, as sad as it is. His team's terrible. Trade Vasilevskiy, because Bishop's back. Vasilevskiy's toast. And I guess you cut Budaj, only the fact because he literally is out of a job as soon as Quick comes back. Like, yeah, I mean, literally,
he's going to get no starts.
He'll have probably two starts the rest of the year. Like,
yeah.
Cut Budaj. I'm keeping Vasilevskiy, though, because Tampa is not keeping both.
Yeah, true.
And Bishop is older. He is, like I said, I think Bishop is going to Dallas or somebody like
anywhere
that
needs gold, yeah, for sure.
And Vasilevskiy becomes the number one in Tampa. And for the most part, he's played pretty well.
Yeah, agreed.
He's ready to take it over. And, you know, you give Stamkos back, and Tampa's a different team. So
yeah,
you just made fun of me for keeping Tavares for a potential trade, but now you're keeping Vasilevskiy here.
Well, of those three players,
I guess that's true.
Vasilevskiy also didn't proclaim his love for whatever city he's in.
Didn't say he's staying there. No. I'm probably keeping Grice. Trade Vasilevskiy, drop Budaj.
All right, what's the next?
Goalies that are not doing too hot.
All right, what do we got?
Mrazek on that list?
He is not. He could be.
You have none of my wings on your list.
We got.
I just want to rip into him.
Varlamov, you got Lerner, and you got Elliott.
Okay, easy cut in Varlamov. Team is the worst in the league, no question there. If I have to keep one between Lerner and Elliott, I keep Lerner because he's the starter, and then I trade Elliott to some Flames guy that's like, Chad can't keep it up. that's all I got, like, honestly. I mean, obviously, both three trash can goalies. If those are your starting goalies, you are probably last in the league, unfortunately.
No, there is no scenario in which I'd ever keep one of these guys.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to. That's why we're posing these questions.
If there was a gun to my head, I guess I would keep Elliott because...
He's a good goalie,
and the Flames are kind of a playoff team right now, yeah. And hopefully they only get better in that regard. And Leonard is...
Right, I know.
Buffalo will do something about their goaltending. Leonard is not the answer to their goaltending. So Buffalo,
I think he is still good.
He's good, but I think Buffalo doesn't see him as the future of...
Yeah.
In their crease.
So, like, 5 years down the road, you think when Buffalo starts making the playoffs, chances are it's not going to be a Lerner in there?
It's not going to be Lerner. Okay.
Have to keep an eye on that in the coming years.
I think I'm keeping Lerner because I think they're going up. As opposed to Flames in Colorado, which I feel are going down. Okay, let's keep going. McDavid's wingers.
Yes.
Keep, trade, cut. Maroon, Eberle, Lucic.
Okay, so we're picking a potential winger. Okay.
They have been cycling through wingers with McDavid since the beginning of the year.
Okay, I'll let you do this one first, Scott. Watched a colossal more Edmonton games than I have. All I know is Derek Pouliot is the worst player in the NHL, and he's not.
Benoit. Derek Pouliot.
Poor. Sorry, Derek. Shout out to you. You do fine on defense on Pittsburgh. Oh, that is a mistake.
Yeah. I have to give super mad props to Patrick Maroon.
Nice.
Just like
he looks good.
If the coach is gonna give you the opportunity to play with McDavid, Maroon's the only guy that's actually been like, I'm going to try and stay on this line. I really like the Lucic signing, but it was working for a little while and then. He just looks slow.
Yeah, that was literally what I was going to ask you. Is it a foot speed issue or what's going on with Lucic? He just doesn't...
I couldn't answer it.
Fair enough.
I feel like there's some guys on Edmonton that probably think that McDavid and Draisaitl are going to do everything and that they can kind of coast by on the second or third line and not be expected to do much. I would cut Eberle in a heartbeat because he's just like the captain of not trying. I think Lucic will eventually end up back with McDavid at some point in time. I don't think Maroon's going to end up there, but I would still trade Lucic and keep Maroon.
Maroon's leading the team in goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that, which is crazy.
It won't finish that way, but that's, he's somebody who stays in front of the net and just will not move, and you can't move him.
Yeah.
Whereas Lucic, if somebody pushes him out of the way, he stops caring.
Yeah, I have a very similar thing. I'm just going purely on stats. I don't watch the games. You kind of agree with Maroon's success on this line. Lucic, I think, commands much more trade value than Eberle, just because it's Lucic. He's consistent, stays healthy. And, Eberle's been a nightmare from what I've been watching.
Oh.
He has, I think, 2 points in his last 10 games, 11 games.
Instead of getting rid of Hall, they should have got rid of Eberle.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was talking all the beginning of the year. It's like, Eberle has to go. Same with the Nuge. Eberle and Nuge, get rid of those guys. They're just terrible. But Hall commands value, I guess, and it is what it is. So.
I think Eberle and Nuge are expendable.
100%.
So Edmonton may do something.
Yeah, they could package for another defenseman. Who knows? I don't know what the hugest... Like, what does Edmonton need? Is it just defense again? Or do they need some secondary
defense,
scoring?
It's defense because Talbot's playing good.
Yeah, because
obviously, yeah, goal really good.
Just to pick up somebody, I don't know if it's necessarily. I guess if you get rid of Nuge, you would need another center.
Right.
Because right now, Draisaitl's playing center.
But Draisaitl is a center.
Draisaitl is a center, and he's playing center, and McDavid's on the wing.
No way, they moved McDavid to the wing.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I mean,
so,
it's
that's
way
why
it's,
that's so valuable, that Draisaitl pick.
I mean, Draisaitl's a much bigger guy. Maybe he's a bigger. Presence in the middle, maybe that's what the thinking is. I don't know.
I think it's more so the winning face-off.
And he's just a better face-off guy. Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
All right, let's keep moving on. Guys that are going to have a better second half.
Okay.
Bergeron, Kopitar, McKinnon.
Since I've been saying it all year, I keep Kopitar. He's coming into his stride. He got 3 points last night. This is the King's time. It is, you bide your time and wait. You trade McKinnon because McKinnon is this super sexy name, fast player, literally the only player on Colorado that does anything. And Bergeron's old. I don't like the Bruins, so cut Bergeron.
Ooh. I'm going to completely agree. I think McKinnon gets moved to a different team.
You think Colorado's going to move their...
I don't know. Like,
I think everyone but McKinnon is expendable.
Yeah, he said McKinnon and Rantanen are the two...
Rantanen?
Untouchables.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just because of the youth.
How old is McKinnon?
20?
Yeah.
Maybe? 21 tops?
Oh, is he that young?
Because he started at 18, right? And I think this is his third year, so 21, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'd trade him regardless of what team he plays for.
Yeah.
I keep McKinnon and I trade Kopitar.
There we go.
To someone that's been talking about Kopitar all year.
Well, I already have him, so you gotta find you gotta find someone else that has.
Okay. how about D-men that are heating up? Muzzin, Klingberg, Krug.
Keeping Krug.
Krug.
I'm not 100% sure that I can verify this, but I think he's probably got close to, if not the most, shots by a defenseman in the league.
I think Burns would beat him, but he's probably top five, just because Burns shoots an ungodly amount of shots. But that's good that they're using Krug for shots. They're utilizing his shots. That's good for him.
Krug is definitely the defenseman going forward there. Chara probably doesn't have too many more years.
No, he's got to be done this year.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be blown away if he comes back next year. You think he does one more?
Oh, yeah. He's still relevant. Like, yeah. Is there... You probably can't find a
column
for just shots.
Looks like he's fifth.
He's fifth.
Fifth in shots?
Fifth in defense shots.
Burns, Ekblad, Bufflin, Hamilton, Krug.
Really? Hamilton? I didn't think...
And Ekblad.
Yossi takes that many shots? Man, I wouldn't pay attention to these teams anymore.
Yeah. So I have Ekblad, and he's... Regardless of whatever shots he's taking, he's not scoring.
He's not scoring. for me,
don't just say Muzzin because you.
No. Muzzin's my cut for sure.
Oh.
I'm just trying to think if I want to. Klingberg is just such a better trade value name. That's the thing.
Hmm.
But I keep Klingberg, trade Krug, cut Muzzin. As much as Muzzin is great and the team's surging, those names are way more attractive. And Klingberg, I think, got 3 points last night. Dallas has got to get together, so.
I agree with you.
Cool, yo.
Klingberg. Klingberg's my keep there. Okay, we got some randoms here. I just threw into nothing category.
Nice.
You got Dano, Arvidsson, Silverberg.
Oh.
Guys that are heating up on their teams.
Goddamn. Okay. I think you trade Silverberg. Just... because people know the name and you can get something for him.
Yep.
I think if you go to trade somebody to know, they'll be like, who?
Yeah, this guy came out of nowhere.
Even though he's really good, he's going to be a force with Montreal for years upon years. I would keep Arvidsson just because of the better team, trade Silverberg, and unfortunately have to cut Dano, but begrudgingly cut him.
You wouldn't like it?
If I have these three guys on my team right now, I definitely move Silverberg, like you said. I'll switch it up and keep Dano just because he's performing well and cut Arvidsson. I just don't think there's enough.
You would cut Arvidsson?
Well, I mean, I'm technically cutting two. I'm just saying. Of Arvidsson and Silverberg, I feel like I extract more value out of Silverberg. I just really like Dano. I think he's an awesome player, and I have to give him the... respect for. I'd rather have him. If I had for the rest of this year, I'd rather have Dano on my team than Silverberg or Arvidsson. So I'd have. That's why I'm keeping Dano.
I'd rather have Arvidsson. I think.
There you go.
Cut Dano.
Okay.
Trade Silverberg. Okay, let's keep going. I got a couple more left. We'll kind of go a little faster through these guys since we're getting close to the end. Guys that came out of nowhere this year: Atkinson, Coyle, Pasternak. All within 5 points of each other. All on good teams?
I keep Pasternak. I trade Atkinson and easy cut Coyle. Coyle, he's a good player, but it's kind of a... Like I said, this is out of nowhere. I think the most chance to continue is Pasternak is probably a future number one on Boston. Atkinson's got mega value and cut coil. Yeah, that's what I would do for those three.
What do you think, Scott?
That's so tough. I kind of want to keep Coil.
Ooh.
I know that you easy cut him, and that kind of...
Well, okay, when I say easy, I'm just trying to blitz out. But, yeah. It is tough, though. Yeah.
So, top line Minnesota, and Minnesota is doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd keep him. I think he's got 32 points or 33 points in 41 or 42 games, which is, I mean, that's good.
And no, that's incredible.
If Eric Staal is going to continue to produce points, yeah, Coyle's going to piggyback on him.
And this is with Parise playing, like, super...
Mediocre.
I mean, he could play good. He just may not be putting points up. I mean, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to keep Atkinson because he's been the most consistent up until now. He's kind of always been just on the cusp of being draftable in fantasy. Pasternak, I'm going to trade because everyone hears his name all the time right now because he's... And then Coyle, I'm cutting.
I would trade you for Pasternak.
Yeah, I would love Pasternak as well.
Yeah,
well, there you go. I have
I'll
him.
Take him.
All right, let's move on to veterans. We got Koivu, Spezza, and Krejci.
Okay, that's easy.
Easy?
Yeah. Keep Spezza. No, okay, sorry. Keep Whoa. Koivu, trade Spezza. Krejci is always cut. Always cut Krejci.
Ditto.
There we go.
Okay, I will agree to keep going.
Yeah.
All right, injured players. So these are players that aren't coming back within another month. They still have another month.
Got it.
Huberto, Subban, Quick.
Oh, my goodness.
So they are taking up an IR spot, or they're either sitting on your team, rotting.
I don't know. Like, Quick's injury is a groin.
Yeah.
So groins are tricky, and I think there'd be a very weird instability period where the potential for a re-injury is huge. So I don't know if I'd want to put all my eggs into the Quick basket. So I would...
That's a good point.
Again, I'm just rooting for Nashville to be better than they are, so I'm going to keep Subban, trade Quick, because if somebody's willing to take him, he's probably the biggest name out of the three. Get whatever you can for him. And then who was the other one?
Huberto.
Cut him.
Yeah, I'm very similar. I think for instant impact, barring obviously injuries and stuff like that, Quick, I think Quick has the biggest impact as soon as he gets back because he starts the games. I would trade Subban. That name is so attractive. I've traded Subban. Subban's been traded a few times in this league already, and he keeps fetching mega value. Unfortunately, Huberto, even though he comes back, who knows if Barkov's ready for him? Who knows? He could just be playing with friggin' Griffith again. So yeah. Cut Huber for me.
And Marchessault?
Marchessault, yeah.
Who?
Trocheck, Jokinen, it's just weird.
I'm probably going to keep Quick for the instant impact.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I'm going to risk it.
Yeah.
And then I would, trade Subban.
He's been injured a couple times, though, pretty significantly.
Quick's had some serious injuries, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's, I mean, I guess PK's had some injury problems, too, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens when they get back.
That's a tough one. You don't want to get someone off of injury and then they might go back.
Like, the only reason I don't pick Subban is because he wasn't Subban when he was on Nashville. Like, if he was at that Montreal point per game pace, then it'd be easy for sure, Subban. The impact's unreal, right? But it's just Nashville still trying to, I don't know what they're doing. They need time, I guess. But yeah, for that, that's for sure. So what's our last one here?
Last one. Okay, making their mark. Druin, Kadri, and Horvat.
Okay, well, I know what Scott's doing.
All players that are
again, I hope
proving.
He's listening. Cut Kadri.
You don't like Kadri either?
I
think you're too emotionally invested
in
these players.
I feel like I know everybody that plays, and I just don't like them as people. It's a very biased cut for Kadri.
These guys are all within 5 points of each other.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't know why Babcock likes him as much as he does, and I think at some point in time, Kadri's, I don't know.
He's playing like a loose cannon. He has so many PIM out there.
Yeah, which, I mean, normal Babcock, if you're putting up tons of penalty minutes, he's going to bench you.
Yeah, this doesn't seem very...
It's weird right now. So, just because I don't like him for that reason. I'm cutting him, but I could see why.
Who are you keeping then?
Sorry, who are the others?
You got Druin and Horvat.
Keep Druin, just Tampa Bay is going to pull it around, and Vancouver's really weird. Like, they should have been, like, rock bottom of the league.
Yeah.
They're not. But once the Sedins retire...
It's going to be Horvat's show. He's the only guy.
It's going to be the Horvat show, but, like, who's the supporting cast?
Burrows?
Honestly, I don't know. Burrows will still be there, yeah, I guess.
Trade.
Yeah.
Trade him.
For me... I mean, yeah, I think Kadri has the most punchable face of all of anyone in the world, so I would agree with that. However, I have to be loyal to fantasy. I keep Kadri because the Pim's there. He's getting the minutes for some reason. Trade Druin because he's, you know, his name's been around there for a while. He plays on a good team, and unfortunately, like, yeah, Horvat's, he's on Vancouver, so might as easy cut there for me on Horvat.
I'm keeping Horvat.
You're insane.
He's going to be the only one there, and he is right now. He's... Gonna be a point per game guy next year.
You have the best player on the worst team.
Yeah, I take McKinnon on Colorado.
I guess
right
that's
now.
Why you're keeping Tavares, right?
Yeah.
Big fish, little pond.
This is fantasy. Enough. This isn't. We're just talking about fantasy points here.
Yeah, I think when he's all alone and by himself,
and plays against the top defense of any team, it's gonna be pretty tough for him.
That's actually true. But playing those top line minutes against tough defense. Yeah.
But the opportunity, I would agree, he does have the highest opportunity because. As good as Druin is, he's not going to replace Kucherov, Stamkos.
Druin I'm cutting because he's kind of buried there with the talent that Tampa has.
Yeah.
All right. That's all. That's all for Keep Trade Cut.
Yeah, if you guys got any varying opinions,
yeah,
hit us up. You can find us at Fantasy NHL Talk on Twitter and Facebook. Love to hear you guys' opinions if you have any wildly different ones. I'd like to hear that particular brutal one. Which one was it? The Kane, Tarasenko, Sagan? That is the one I want to hear the most, honestly.
I'd actually like people to write in with their keep trade cuts to us.
Yeah, that'd actually be fantastic if you guys had ideas for your own. I mean, give you our opinions on those.
And if Kadri wants to write in to tell me to get bent, I'm okay with that.
We have two people here that are going to fight Kadri on the next podcast.
Well, I don't think I would win, but...
Well, maybe both of you could take him.
Maybe. How tall is Kadri? How big is this guy? Like, I don't know anything about Kadri.
He's like normal size. Yeah. I'm good with that. Good with that. Even if I lost the fight, I'd still welcome the chance to fight.
We have an invitation to fight right now, 2-1.
Because I wouldn't fight Kessler. There's no way Kessler would annihilate me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
as much as I don't like, yeah, as Kessler, much you don't, yeah. He would throttle me.
Yeah, the guy's.
Whereas Kadri, like,
there's a chance. Yeah.
All right.
You just whine about it.
All right. Let's actually skip kudos today. We're going to drop kudos today. We will double up on the kudos next podcast then. Thanks for coming, Scott.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
It was fun. We're just chatting. We'll probably do... I was thinking about doing like a quiz or something next podcast with some multiple choice answers or something.
Yeah, sounds great.
So maybe we'll get someone else to come in to everyone else out there.
I'll be back in 3 months.
There you go. 3 months is fine.
That's good.
We just take a huge spike in podcast ratings every time you're on.
Viewership.
That's good.
The Ringer.
I have the face for radio.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you next Sunday.